when wine is on trial, the gossip is dishy.
Hot goss.
The judges are drunk.
Wasted.
The verdicts are random.
So random.
This is True Crimes Against Wine.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of
True Crimes
Against Wine.
Sidebar.
So today we have a question from Gertie.
Hey, Gertie.
Gertie wants to know if we watched the Super Bowl and what our opinion is about the whole Taylor Swift issue.
Oh my gosh, you know I love football.
Famously,
Rachel and football go together. I did not watch it.
I didn't either.
Okay, so we're experts on this question then.
Yeah. But we have opinions on the Taylor Swift issue.
Yeah, sure. Not knowing something doesn't stop us from having an opinion.
Yeah.
That's our vibe. In general, I like Taylor Swift. Her songs are fun.
Are you a Swiftie?
No, I wouldn't say I'm a Swiftie.
Okay.
Like, if I got a free ticket to a concert, like, of course I'm going to go.
But you're not going to pay millions of dollars to go to see her Eras Tour.
No. I've had friends who do, and boyfriend loves Taylor Swift.
Is boyfriend a Swiftie?
Yes. Boyfriend is a Swiftie.
Okay.
He really does enjoy Taylor Swift. You know, in general, I think she's, you know, good songs, fun, smart, has a general good image. If she wants to date a dumb jock and, like, have fun, let her do it.
Yeah.
Have fun, girl. Get it.
Is he a dumb jock?
I think he is kind of dumb.
Yeah. Does he just give you that dumb face?
Yeah. From, like, the clips I've seen, he doesn't give off an intelligent vibe, which is fine. He gives off a very enthusiastic, wholesome vibe.
Okay.
Which is fun. You know, it's like, yeah, date a big buff dude who can, like, pick you up and toss you over his shoulder and stuff. Why not?
Why not?
Go for it, Taylor. What are your opinions?
My opinion is leave Taylor alone.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I think that it's so ridiculous that people are getting so bent out of shape about the camera cutting to her.
Right.
During times when, like, the game's not even being played.
See, that's the thing that I don't like about football. One, I don't understand the rules and it's been explained to me many times. I won't get it. And I've just stopped caring.
Yeah.
But it's so slow.
It's like, so slow.
Second thing, like, football is just too slow. I would rather watch, like, basketball or soccer or another sport.
Soccer's
where it's, like,
great
because,
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, football is, like, 2 seconds of play mm-hmm. and then, like, 10 minutes of timeout. And then the coach is drawing little shapes on a board. I don't know football.
Well, they're obviously trying to teach the players their shapes.
Okay. So is that Pictionary time?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I think I'm with you. Like, just leave her alone. It's good PR for the NFL mm-hmm. and for the Super Bowl. I think they had, like, record high numbers this past year.
Yeah.
Which, why not? And if a bunch of, like, little middle school kids want to watch a football game because they want to see the camera pan to Taylor Swift every now and then, why not?
I saw a whole thing about how it's helping dads bond with their, like, middle school age daughters now because they can watch the game together.
That's really sweet and wholesome.
It is sweet and wholesome, right?
Yeah.
Like, again, just leave her alone. Now, I will say.
Oh.
No, this is a positive, too.
Okay.
Even though I didn't watch the game, I did see a lot of TikToks afterwards
of fair.
Taylor with Blake Lively.
Oh, are they buds?
They were buds watching the game together. Aww. And that was super wholesome. And you know Blake Lively's my girl.
I know you love Blake.
I love Blake. Mm-hmm. So that made me really happy.
Yeah, that's cute. I like that. Mm-hmm. Also, I think to be more serious, there's, like, a serious misogynistic undertone to all of this.
100%.
Because it's, she's taking attention away from the sport, or it's this weird conspiracy. When wouldn't you think the media would be happy that this mega pop star is now a part of this thing that's kind of seen as more, like, very traditional American values, kind of conservative leaning with football? Yeah. You would think that it would be like, oh, this is great for the sport, da da da. But because she's a popular woman who's known for her dating life.
Nobody cares when the Lakers camera pans over to Leonardo DiCaprio or Jack Nicholson.
Right. Like, that's not a thing at all. But heaven forbid Taylor Swift show up to a game to support her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Which, don't you want that in a partner? Don't you want their support?
100%. Yes. The fact that she flew from Tokyo overnight to come and support him in the Super Bowl.
Sweet.
Because she's like, this is a big deal for you and I want to be there for you.
Absolutely. So are we now ready for some football?
No, but I will catch the TikToks afterwards.
Okay. I like that you really had to think about it. You're like, am I right?
Am I?
No, not quite.
Not quite.
Well, Gertie, fun question. I hope that you enjoyed our take on it, and we'd love to hear what you all have to say.
Yeah. Tell us what your Super Bowl plans were.
Yeah. Ooh, did you have any good dips?
Yes.
I go for snacks. Like, if I'm ever invited to a party.
You too, 100%.
It's very snack-centered.
Mm, buffalo chicken dip.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can reach us at True Crimes Against Wine.
At TikTok and Facebook.
Gmail and Instagram. And we'll send you some swag.
We sure will.
Yep.
All right. Well, until next time, cheers.
Touchdown.
Bye.
Bye.